We Are Only One Song Away from Spring by Ari Joshua Baus. For those of us that are looking through the spotlight of mindfulness, we can see that the old world and paradigm is fading further into the backdrop of our rearview mirrors. Looking back, the Trump presidency is officially over but not forgotten. A new administration is establishing itself. Tis the season for the transition from the winter to spring spiritual saying, out with the old, in with the new. If you were someone who got caught up in the good vibes of the election's outcome and predicated your cheer on a coveted new regime, you know that it didn't take long for the chattering monkey mind to start up again with its negative self-talk. But from a big picture astrological lens, we know that we are shifting from an old Pisces age that lasted a couple thousand years to a new Aquarian age that will last for a couple thousand more. For we humans, a new earth is awakening before our eyes. Diversity and unity is front and center now as we move further into this new age and paradigm. 2021 will be breathing in more winds of change into the airways as the rising tide is unstoppable and inevitable. As we have discussed, we are in the birth canal and the labor pains are being felt by all of us. Accordingly, we are all operating at different levels of consciousness. As such, we all process these experiences in our own unique ways. The formidable military and industrial complex will continue to crumble, but not go without resistance. Remember that the dominant majority prefers to go unexamined. That is being challenged more loudly by way of the silent majority becoming less silent. As we gaze upon the chimes of freedom flashing, equality and the power to the people are becoming sentimental amplifications. White supremacy and white privilege are being acknowledged and examined in unprecedented ways. But keep in mind that most people who voted for Donald Trump are not Nazis, Klan members, or racists. And yet they, like the rest of us, have been programmed by a segregated and divisive mindset that tries to seduce us into a cultural war of us versus them mindset. Trumpsters just tend to be more in alignment with conservative Republican-oriented values, which are not inherently right or wrong, just as progressive Democratic-oriented values are not the only way out of the woods either. What is more, there are conservative factions in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. It is the nature of conservatism to resist change and want to return to more traditional values. In actuality, it's natural for all systems to resist change, inevitable as change is. While I appreciate the gravitational pull of conservative mediumship, please remember, you can't kill Aquarius. Does it not appear that ranked choice voting must have its merits when the elites of the traditional two-party system are outspoken against it? More importantly, it is a new hope to perceive that the new administration is bringing in more peace, more connection, and less narcissism into the political arena. The politics of diversity and unity underscores the individual person balancing their authentic selves with the unity of group consciousness. In this awareness, we respect each other for our differences in a way that facilitates unity. For example, the heart of Black Lives Matter is about being pro-Black, not anti-white. It is about leveling the playing field to say that the Black people are entitled to the same human rights as everyone else and should be treated with the same dignity and respect as all human beings deserve. The same holds true for Indigenous people's rights, women's rights, as well as LGBTQ+ people with disabilities and people affected by poverty. Regardless of your status, it is empowering to stand in your own personal authority, find your voice, and speak your truth. It's when we get identified with our positions, develop an attitude about them, and forget to be mindful of our own projections that become part of the problem rather than being part of the solution. Furthermore, from a multidimensional perspective, a growing body of research is revealing more evidence of the existence of UFOs and the existence of extraterrestrials. Moreover, there is an increasing reporting of evidence by the mainstream media that corroborates the informational disclosure process. Try to realize that the disclosure about the truth about UFOs and extraterrestrials is less about a single event and more of a process. These days, it isn't always easy to discern between what is the human-made technology versus what comes from another planet. Interestingly, the forthcoming astrological eclipse season in November-December 2021 is reportedly the same as when the Roswell incident took place back in 1947. Following whatever really happened in Roswell, the reports of similar incidents have skyrocketed, if you'll pardon the pun. It wasn't that we hadn't experienced foreign technology before, but the reports of the unexplained phenomena in this area proliferated significantly, as well as the subsequent cover-ups and secrecy. While the reality of this information is mysterious, there does appear to be a relationship between humankind's development of atomic energy and the creation of nuclear weapons on planet Earth. At least a faction of ETs appear to be concerned with humanity's destruction of our Mother Earth, coupled with an intention to help us wake up and taking better care of ourselves and our home. Ponder how what happens in our dimension might affect what happens in other dimensions. Is it their plan for us a form of divine intervention? Additionally, communication through eye messages or feeling statements is not something that can be argued with when it comes to standing in your personal authority and speaking your truth. According to sacred geometry and inspiration by the Arcturians, the energy of communication makes you aware that you are able to communicate with your body, thus understanding its signals and solving discomforts. This energy brings your body and spirit and your spirit into deeper contact with each other. For example, if someone calls you crazy because you say you believe in aliens or makes a racial epithet as a way to make you feel inferior about yourself, then you have the assertive right to say, "I feel offended by that comment." After that, you can stand by your statement without feeling like you have to argue or defend your position. Nobody can argue with you about your feelings because they are yours for you to own. Or maybe you're just a bystander and being invited to tune into how the said comment makes you feel intrinsically. Perhaps you now feel called to stand up for someone else by being an ally to them. Finally, a full wolf moon arrives on Thursday, January 28th. Full moons are a powerful time to charge your items of power, like crystals, rocks, and water, by leaving them underneath the moon's magical energies. The Imbolc, aka Groundhog Day, arrives on February 2nd. Groundhogs symbolize death without dying. Not coincidentally, this is approximate midpoint between the winter solstice and spring equinox. Thus, the rising light of spring seedlings are firing up underground, even though it's still cold outside. If you tune in, you can feel their stirrings. Meditation on the in-between times, mystical, magical energies, inner planes, echoing silence, void, and heartbeat are good callbacks to tune into. Consider following the KISS, Keep It Simple, Sweetheart, model. Spiritually, groundhogs symbolize death without dying, death of the old self, and the perception that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Remember that you can't get to the light if you're not willing to go through the dark. The darkness, yin, or turning inward into feminine energy, is not something to be feared or demonized. It is something to be empathically curious about, or a journey of awakening that wants to come out into the sunlight. Take care of yourself, everyone. Ari.